tell me that you went home and swiped a ball that was signed by Babe Ruth, and you brought it out here and actually played with it? Yeah!
Are you one of those people that has to know how much the Babe Ruth ball is actually worth?
I was gonna bring it back,
but it was signed by Babe Ruth!
You keep telling me that. Who is she?
Well, don't touch that dial, because today is your lucky day.
The Sultan of Swat!
The King of Crack!
The Colossus of Clout!
The Colossus of Clout!
Babe Ruth!
It's time for Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan, sponsored by ERCDelivery.com and Huggins and Scott Auctions.
The Great Bambino!
Here's Tom Morgan.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery, Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions, and our regular producer, Adam Abdallah, is in here, so poor George, the producer, is here with us today. He's actually here. He's with us. He's helping us out, so if you call in at 312-332-3776, poor George will be answering the call, and be nice to poor George with your phone call. We are giving away now with the NFL draft starting this Thursday. We're giving away two boxes this week. The 2012 Leaf Ultimate Golf Box from last week didn't get claimed, so that's added to this week's prize. And we're also giving away a box of 2014 Press Pass Showbound Football with six autographed cards in it on a chrome-style look from guys who will be in this year's draft. It has Manziel, it has Bortles, all the top quarterbacks. I guess there's supposed to be maybe six wide receivers in this year's first round, so it should be interesting. It's a good year for cards, so it's a real nice prize we're giving away this week, Vince. And the winner, what are they going to have to do?
Email me, Vince at ercdelivery.com. I'll get back to you and set up a delivery at your convenience free of charge.
Very good. Now, you can also tweet a question to me. We have the computers are down here, but luckily we have work smart guys and we have smartphones.
Was there computers before radio?
No.
It was after, right?
Okay. Yeah. There were computers and then there was radio.
Oh, gotcha. I wasn't sure of
history,
how it all went.
According to Tom Morgan.
Professor Morgan.
Yes. And now on HugginsandScott.com, the June 2014 auction is up. And you can start searching things. Everything's not up there yet, right, Bill? Just you start putting it on as things come back that are from authentication and so forth?
Yeah, the guys just got back from JSA doing a visit. So there's a bunch of autograph stuff that'll start to go up.
Beautiful. A lot of nice stuff up there already. If you're looking for a Mickey Mantle 1952 Topps card, and
we got two more of them.
You got two. I saw a PSA 1 on there. So if you don't care about the condition, there's a PSA 1 on there, and that's which would be the lowest gradable card, but it still looked good actually. What was the grade on the other one, Bill? Do you remember?
I think there are two ones. This gentleman,
okay,
the same gentleman had two ones, and we put them both in.
Nice. Now speaking of lower grade, okay, my Twitter ID is T Crown Tom. If you send an item, you can even send it during the week, and if we use it on the show, you'll get in the drawing. And we had kind of an interesting Dick from Twitter, Mr. Catbird, send me photos of, it looks like about seven tobacco cards, Bill. And the backs, most of them looks like they're losing, they have paper loss, so they're not in very good shape on the backs. But one of the fronts, and if he matched up the front and backs, he sent me two things. It's actually had the best back of any of them. It was a Ty Cobb bat on shoulder. So if that's let's say that's SGC a one, that's probably still $400 to $500 for the Cobb, correct? And then if it goes higher,
yeah,
you know, a higher grade can go way high on that.
Yeah.
That's a neat card. Any of the tobacco cards of Ty Cobb, there's good value to those. Now, if you have low-grade, basically common cards with paper loss on the back, most of those are a minimum of like $20 cards, aren't they, Bill, typically?
Oh, yeah. No, most of the ones that you'll get are, you'll see are fine like that. There's a lot of people that do collect the lower grade. They just can't afford the eights and nines, you know.
Yeah, correct. So, yeah, there's still definite value to those. It's just kind of like you get what you can afford. And some collectors really aren't that interested in having pristine cards. If it looks good to them, they don't really care. They just want to get the thing. A lot of guys who are really just true collectors and not doing it, they don't even really care that much about value. They just want the stuff.
They're going to have fun either way with
Absolutely.
Whatever level of card they have.
Yeah, yeah. In a couple of weeks, we're going to have Marty Appel on as a guest, and he wrote a book about the history of the Yankees. I think it's called Pinstripe Empire. It's actually, he sent a copy. I'm starting to read it. But he had it goes back to the history, the early 1900s, and I've just gotten through that part. But one thing they were talking about in the book, it was Hal Chase was a player. And I have had on the wall at T-Crown for about 20 years probably the most beat-up Hal Chase card you're ever going to see. But there's still, it's a neat card. There's still value to it. I think he got kicked out of baseball for gambling, I think, on the games or something like that. They said he was a great fielder. But, you know, it'd be funny how sometimes in important situations he'd look clumsy and not do well. So I think Hal Chase was knocked out for that.
Isn't there a notorious team of which you're a fan of? What team is that? From 1919, I think it was.
The Chicago White Sox.
Oh, there we go. The White Sox.
Yeah, they had their problems. I think they had a cheap owner at the time, and they really weren't going to put up with that is what it comes down to. So the number here is 312-332-3776. We're giving away a box of Leaf Ultimate Golf and a box of 2014 Press Pass Showbound Football. 6 autographs in the Showbound, 3 autographs in the Leaf Ultimate Golf. To one caller, if you call in with a question about the value of a collectible, it could be pop culture, it could be political, it could be sports related. Just give us a call and we'll try to give you our best estimate of what we think your item might sell for in a current auction. And Fred from Arlington Heights is on the line. What do you have there, Fred?
Morning, guys. How are you?
Doing great.
Morning.
It was nice to meet you guys yesterday at the shop with my son.
Oh, yeah. That was cool.
Oh,
so
hey,
you,
Fred.
You had the Urlacher spikes, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, very good.
After I left the shop, I picked up a pair of 56 tops, Jackie Robinson, one gray back, one white back. They'd probably grade about a 7. Just curious what you guys thought.
Ah, very nice. Bill, a 56 tops Jackie Robinsons. Now, is one of those backs shorter printed than the other?
Well, you mean the gray back or the white back?
Yeah.
I don't really know. I've never really seen anybody who would pay extra for one or the other on any significant extra one way or another. But a 7, if you've got a... It's a graded 7. That's, I want to say, $500 to $800.
Wow, very nice. Good job, Fred.
All right, thanks a lot, guys. I appreciate it. Keep up the good work.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, his son, Cameron hit that Tanaka, a short print mini card.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That was a mini black.
Yeah.
That's a good card.
Yep, that looked nice.
I guess Tanaka's not really signing for the cards, at least yet. I don't know what the deal is with that. So any low-numbered rookie cards for him right now will be very good. Speaking of that, the Bowman, I sold them all out, but the Bowman Jose Abreu autographs, you got one of those, right, Vince?
Yeah, I had one of those Friday night from a box I bought from you.
Yeah,
so
that's
on
eBay
nice.
Right now?
Yep. They're going for north of 150. I mean, close to 200 in some cases.
I think 4 of those came out that I know of. And some nice low-numbered stuff. Yesterday, one of the customers got it. It was kind of like a hot box. It had a Blue Wave pack in there.
Really? Cool.
And he goes, oh, a Blue Wave pack. And then he goes, Abreu, and an autograph. And I'm like, oh, you got an Abreu Blue Wave autograph? That would have been at least $500 or $600. But he got a Blue Wave Abreu and then another autograph of a Blue Wave. I mean, it was a great
box. That's a great
box. He was opening.
You look for boxes like that, you know.
That was our guy, Brett, got that one. Brett might call in and it started a discussion of Bowman or Bauman. there could be discussions about anything. I put up on Twitter Vince brought in a that was an old coffee grinder,
That was an
grinder,
old coffee
right?
grinder. I went to a garage sale Friday just on the way to work for a minute, and I just stopped, and it was this old coffee grinder.
And so I put a picture of that up on Twitter because, hey, why not? You never know what's coming
I'm
in.
I'm kind of hoping it's not worth, like, a lot of money. I'd like to actually see if it still works, you know, clean it up and just see if it works.
I saw one on eBay that looked a lot like it that they were asking $60-some for it. So, Bill Huggins, you're probably not big with the vintage coffee grinders in the Huggins and Scott Auctions, are you?
No, we haven't really had any of those.
Give me some hope, Bill. What do you think?
We're always open to new angles, you know.
Yeah, there's always an angle. So if you send me an item at T Crown Tom and we use it on the show, you get in the drawing. We just got, here's one. Now, this is through my cell phone, and my eyes are good enough to see this, believe it or not. I'm old, and I can still see this. Quarterbacks of Century jersey, Unitas, Elway, Montana, and Marino, numbered to 500, got it in person at Rosemont. Now, and he sent a picture. If you guys want to see these things, you can follow along at home, and you can go to Twitter, go to T Crown Tom, and you can look at the pictures here. He's got it in a frame. I like the fact having Unitas. What do you think of that one with Unitas on that, Bill?
Well, it's a what again? Say that again?
It's a Quarterbacks of the Century jersey, and it's signed by Unitas, Elway, Montana, and Marino, numbered to 500. So they have, it looks like on the back of a white jersey, they have the four numbers of those guys, and each guy signed the numbers.
Wow.
Yeah, kind of a cool jersey. I think that's over 500. That's probably...
Oh, yeah.
I think that could break a grand, don't you think?
I don't think that's out of the realm of possibility at all. No.
So that's...
We've done a few of those. I think the Purple People Eaters did one of those, and the Fearsome Foursome, and several of those teams or whatever, when they've had four players, they put the four numbers on a jersey, and those are very popular.
Yeah, those are four of the biggies, and Unitas passing away early, getting him on that. I mean, that's a really good item. And for the drawing, the minor league guy, that's his Twitter thing. He doesn't have a name here.
I'll put the minor league guy in.
Minor league guy. Okay, he's in the drawing.
Stuff if he wins.
Yeah, the other one with the tobacco cards, that was Dick, and then Mark sent a picture of a 16x20, the shot heard round the world, signed by Bobby Thompson and Ralph Branca. Unfortunately, I don't think those are worth too much. I think they signed a lot of those, from what I can tell. Okay, now back to, we got the phones lit up here. The number here is 312-332-3776. Call in. You don't have to tweet. You can call in with an item. David from Portage, Indiana has an item. Tell us what you have there, David.
I actually won it in a drawing, but it was a Mickey Mantle used bat piece card.
Okay. What product? Is it serial numbered or?
Let's see. This is a U.S. patent number. It's got a number on it. Basically, it's from Topps 2006. It's a Mickey Mantle like home run history card, but then it comes in a case with a used bat piece in it.
Okay, is that a 500 home run club item? That might be a good card. I can't do anything. We're having trouble looking things up on eBay right now because the computers are down. But that might be a good card. There was one. Now, I think this might have been by Upper Deck and Sweet Spot or whatever, but there was a 500 home run club where it was all bats, and the Mantle on that would be a few $100s. If it's not from that one, it's probably still in the $100 range, unless it's serial numbered like a one of one or something like that.
Yeah.
It's a good card, though, David. Any memorabilia cards from Mantle are good. They're not as expensive as they were maybe 10, 12 years ago because Topps started doing quite a bit with them, quite a few different things. So then it comes into if you get the multicolored patches or if you get a low numbered thing of him, or if it was a certain highly collectible set where guys are trying to make the whole set and they can bid some of them up. But it's still a very good card. Okay, Now, we were also looking up stats. We'll have to. We're coming up to the break here, so we'll get to this. We'll do a little fantasy talk. Vince Aru is our fantasy guy. This guy's, I'll tell you, he knows his fantasy baseball. But we'll get to that after the break. The number here is 312-332-3776. You can call in with a question about the value of your collectible. It could be sports, pop culture, political, and you'll get in a drawing for a 2014 Press Pass Showbound box and a 2012 Leaf Ultimate Golf box. So hang in there. We'll be right back, folks.
Are you looking to cash in on all those years of collecting? Consign your collections today with the experts at Huggins & Scott Auctions. As the fastest-growing auction company in the sports and memorabilia industry, they'll sell not only the cream of your collection, but will maximize your return on anything in your collection with value. The next consignment deadline is May 5th. Visit them online at HugginsAndScott.com to register for their event, or call them toll-free at 866-462-2273. That's 866-462-2273. Got a shipment that needs to get out the door today and overnight delivery is just too slow? Then call ERC Delivery Service. 24/7, 365 days a year, ERC will get your document, package, or truckload of merchandise where you need it, when you need it delivered, guaranteed. And it's not just Chicagoland. ERC has dedicated daily routes that include Milwaukee, Rockford, and Indiana. Call ERC Delivery Service. 630-516-1199. That's 630-516-1199.
Hey, Waddle, did you hear we're heading back to Binney's Beverage Depot?
Really? What's the occasion?
The Crosstown Series, it starts tomorrow, and Miller Lite is setting us up at the brand new tasting room inside Binney's Lincoln Park location.
You and me at Binney's is going to be a party. Join Sylvie and me tomorrow at Binney's Lincoln Park for a live show.
We've got rooftop tickets to Tuesday night's game, and we have Sox tickets to give away, all this courtesy of Miller Lite.
Miller Lite, it's not just a good time, it's Miller time. Please drink responsibly.
Today, my new dad threw a barbecue.
I burnt everything.
And then we played catch.
I broke Mr. Lewis's window. And then, somehow, my hand.
My hand!
And then my dad even let me drive his car.
The hospital's on the right!
It was a rough day.
It was a great day.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just part way. We go full throttle. When we open a new store, like the one off South Cicero Avenue, we don't just blow up a few balloons and hope you're attracted to brightly colored objects. Oh, no. We stock our new store with a jaw-dropping selection of parts and mind-blowing deals. Right now, 5 quarts of Castrol GTX conventional oil plus a Purolator Classic oil filter are just $16.99. Plus, buy one, get one free deals throughout the store on great products like Trico, Flex Wiper Blades, and more. We'd blow up some balloons for you, too, with dynamite, if that would get you here quicker. But that would clearly create some residual issues. The parts you need, unbeatable service, full throttle savings. New Advance Auto Parts, now open at 9000 South Cicero in Oaklawn. Put that in your GPS and smoke it. Service is our best part.
Advance Auto Parts.
See store for details.
Tune in Sunday mornings at 7 for Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan, sponsored by ERCDelivery.com and Huggins & Scott Auctions.
The Great Bambino!
On ESPN Chicago and ESPNChicago.com.
We're back. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery, Bill Huggins of Huggins & Scott Auctions. Adam Abdallah, our producer, regularly isn't here, so poor George is producing for us today. And give us a call at 312-332-3776 with a question about the value of your collectible, and we'll try to give you an estimate of what we think that would sell for in a current auction. We have Huggins & Scott Auctions June 2014 auction is starting to come up on their website. They have some of the items up there already. One item is a lot of 94 signed personal checks. It's got 94 different guys' checks that have been signed. One of them was Charlton Heston. One of them was Jimmy Stewart. And then there was one, Jack Lord.
Welcome, Adam.
Yeah. So there's funny. All kinds of different lots. If you like autographs, tons of autographs, lots of good vintage cards. There's a 1941 Play Ball Pee Wee Reese rookie card, PSA 4.5. You know, it's kind of fun to actually look through those, and you can search by category. And just if you just to look at some of the stuff that they made in the early 1900s or what type of cards they were putting out in the 1930s and 1940s, it's really neat. You guys really get some great stuff there, Bill.
Well, I'm amazed every day, Tom, that what, you know, when I pick up the phone, I have no idea what's on the other end of that line. And
boy, I can imagine.
You know, after doing it 35 years, you're still surprised every day on something that somebody turned up that was totally different than you've ever seen. You know.
Now, Dan from Twitter, my T-Crown Tom is my Twitter ID, at T-Crown Tom. If you have a question, you can do it through Twitter in addition to calling in. But here's one, Bill. He said he got some old cards a few years ago there from 61 and 62 tops, but the backs are blank. Any idea on those?
Well, there are a lot of people who collect blank backs, wrong backs, you know, miscut cards. There's not a lot of people out there, but no, there are quite a number of people. They're from 61 and 62?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if you have any of the stars, I mean, if you get a, you know, a Mantle or a Mays or a Maris or something like that with a blank back, you're talking hundreds of dollars there.
Yeah, because it's a short
the
print.
Common cards are probably, five, 10, 25 bucks, you know.
So it'd probably be a good idea to get those graded no matter what, just so people know they're legit.
Sometimes the grading companies are a little bit leery on grading those or encapsulating them, really. But yes, if they will authenticate them, it's much better because sometimes they're not so sure if the cards have been tampered with or something to make a blank back, especially if you have a star.
Yeah, that's correct. Now, before we got a bunch of calls on the line here, but I still want to get to this fantasy here for Vince. Now, here's one thing that I noticed. Now, how does this work out? Pitchers war. Okay, the Tribune printed all this different advanced statistics up, and they had Jeff Samardzija, who's pitching great. Okay, no doubt about it. He's got 1.98 ERA, 1.24 WHIP. He's pitching real well, but his win-loss record is 0-3. He doesn't have a win yet. His win against replacement is 1.6 or 7 or something like that. So he wins one more than a AAA or a mediocre replacement comes in. So that means what? The other guy would be a negative 1.7 wins. Don't you have? I mean, that's a little. Yeah. I mean, I get that if you were on an average team and if you pitched like this, you should win X amount of games. But meanwhile, that stat's a little bit screwy because he hasn't won any games.
Yeah, and it's the team behind you.
Yeah,
you know, the
right.
Cubs, their offense is starting off a little slow, although recently they're
playing well against the Cardinals, actually. Yeah. Their bullpen is actually pitching really well.
Yeah, you have to score more runs than your opponent to actually win a game. So
the
Cubs
are starting to figure that out.
Yes.
They're slow learners, but maybe once they figure it out, they'll get it. So do you have a real good tip for some fantasy baseball player here, a good pickup or somebody who's hot or cold? Or
well, you got to get lucky. Charlie Blackman was a real
that
lucky
was a
pick
great pickup by you first
yes,
week. He's
on every
he looks
team.
Like a legitimate player too. I don't think he's a flash.
Yeah, I just think there's some real lucky guys out there, and you know, you just have to take a shot on somebody and be positive and pick the guy you like and are fun to have on your team.
Check the stats out. You can always search in the 7 day what they've been doing the last 7 days to see if some guy just gets called up or whatever. Yeah.
Yep.
So Charlie Blackman was a nice pickup for you, Vince.
Got lucky.
I'm going to pick up somebody good today. I'm not going to tell you who. Forrest from St. Charles is on the line. What do you have there, Forrest?
Well, I've got a number of items, game-used items and memorabilia from the All-American Girls Baseball League.
Wow,
back in the 40s and the early 50s.
Ooh, nice. Bill, have you run any of that stuff in Huggins and Scott, any of that game-used items from that league?
Well, we've had a couple of trophies from the girls. My wife actually has one of those at home.
Really?
And, I don't know that I've had any uniforms or anything like that. Fork, what type of stuff do you have?
Well, I do have one uniform from the Kenosha Comets. I've got two baseball mitts, one that would have been used in the very first year of the league's existence in 1943. I've actually got a, you mentioned a trophy. I've got an MVP trophy. When they were giving out the MVPs, they didn't do that every year, but the person who this came from, and it's my aunt, she was actually an MVP in the league. So she was actually a very good player.
Cool.
So, yeah, her name was Audrey Wagner.
She's not still alive, Forrest?
No, she isn't. She died back in 1984 in an airplane accident.
Oh, wow. So, your family kept some of the memorabilia. That's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, I've got game signed balls, things like that. One of the uniforms actually went to the Baseball Hall of Fame. It's in Cooperstown on display, but I've got another one of the uniforms. So.
Wow.
Of course. Is that anything you're ever looking to sell?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, it's got some certainly some sentimental value. It was my aunt and my godmother too. So, and she was actually a physician. If you look at the movie, actually towards the end, there's a when they're playing ball. I don't know if you. I'm assuming you watched the movie, correct?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. They were playing ball, having a game between the ladies when they were older, right before.
Yeah.
And then there was a. There was a lady who came up and she said, "Oh, you're so and so," and she said, "Doctor so and so." And my if you remember that, my aunt was the only person who came out of that league who was a one.
Oh, so that's really cool. So they basically were talking about her.
That's correct. Yeah.
Oh, that is very cool. What do you think, like a uniform from that league would even go for in an auction, Bill?
I would love to run one in our auction and really find out. I know we have quite a following. The thing we normally run across the most when we get the stuff from the girls' league is programs and tickets. You know,
right?
Those seem to be the more commonly surfacing items and stuff like that. And those can bring, depending on what games they're from and you know the condition of them and all, but a lot of those will bring. You know, $75 to $200 a piece, depending on that. And I think we even had a championship game one that brought almost $500.
So. For the tickets?
For the programs.
Yeah. Oh, the programs. Okay. Yeah, very nice. So, the jersey could be thousands.
It could be several thousand dollars easily or more. Is it the complete uniform?
Yeah, it's the complete uniform.
Wow.
That's sort of a dress, you know.
That is so cool.
Right,
Oh,
yeah, it's all one piece, so it's the dress. And mind you, there aren't a lot of these around, and the reason being, and my father told me and my aunt had told me too, is that before they got their last paycheck every year, they needed to turn in their uniform. So you won't see a lot of uniforms around. As a matter of fact, the Kenosha Comets uniform that I gave to Cooperstown, donated to Cooperstown. That was the only one they had ever seen and the only one they have.
Wow.
So I know there's not a lot of Kenosha Comets uniforms around, especially from an MVP player.
Well, Forrest, maybe you can talk to Bill at Huggins and Scott, you know, during the week sometime, and maybe there's an item you want to put in, you know, if you're keeping obviously some of it, but maybe there's something you want to try in an auction and see how it does. I mean, that is some cool stuff. If you can ever just send... any pictures of those things to @TCrownTom on Twitter or whatever, I'd love to see them just so people can see those. That is really cool.
Sure.
Yeah,
sure.
Very nice, Forrest.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks for the call. Zach from Springfield's on the line. Tell us what you have there, Zach. That's a tough one to follow, but looks like you have a good item also.
Yes, sir. I have a 1926 St. Louis Cardinals autographed team ball.
That is awesome. Ooh. Man, we're getting some good calls today, Bill.
Yeah, no, they were in the World Series that year, right?
Yeah, that was the first year they won the World Series.
Yeah.
Was that Hornsby? Was probably
on it?
It's like a Dizzy Dean. His brother Daffy Dean is on it. I'm not sure a lot of the other guys are. I just actually came into it a couple months ago. My grandmother passed away.
That sounds like if it was Dizzy and Daffy, that might be later than 26, actually. You'll probably have to find that out. Maybe take some pictures of it if you can, Zach, and send them to TCrownTom on Twitter, and we'll try to zero in on what year that actually is, okay?
Yes, sir.
And then when we find that out, we'll be able to see just how much you can get for that. Andrew from Mokena's on the line. Tell us what you have there, Andrew.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Doing great.
A couple moments back, you were talking about how Topps reproduced a lot of the Mickey Mantle products.
Yeah, where they had a lot of his memorabilia from.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were throwing them in like that year's Topps boxes if you bought the whole set or something. And you can see the Mickey Mantle card on the top that you'd be getting it like a piece of his jersey or something like that.
Oh, that might have been a retail thing. Yeah, those that I a hobby store like myself typically doesn't handle that, but they I think if it's what I think I know what that is, and they made a really lot of those. I don't think those are worth too much.
Right. So my question though is the jerseys that they were putting in there, are they actually from Mickey Mantle's jerseys? Because that's what they were like producing them as. That's what they were saying they were.
Well, typically it'll say on the back of a memorabilia card what it came from. Okay, so
okay,
and that wasn't a hobby store item, so I'm really not that familiar with that one. But typically, it will say on the back of the card if it came from a, it'll say a game used piece of memorabilia, or it came from a game worn jersey or whatever. You have to read the back of the card though, because typically that's where it'll update you on that.
Okay, now if by some chance it was and it says that, would it be better to, because I actually bought like two or three boxes of that.
Okay.
So if I opened one and it said, you know, that it was from something like that, would it be better to keep the other ones with that set or take them out and try to get them graded? Or
well,
does it
I'd
matter?
Probably take the first one out, see what it says, and then it wouldn't be a bad idea to keep one of them in a sealed box and store it that way. But
okay.
See, you know, and then see how you like it, see the condition, see exactly what it says, and then you can kind of go from there.
Okay, thank
but
you very much.
It's not a bad idea if you have three of them to keep one of them sealed and just put it away sealed.
Okay, thank you very much.
Always sealed boxes of items, whether it's old toys or whatever. If you have something still sealed in the box, it's usually good. But if it's when it comes to cards, if you have something that's a high grade and you get it graded, sometimes that can help it. So it's always a tough one. Now here, we were glad to hear that Vince didn't put money on yesterday's Derby on the old Vince-a-roo horse that I think is still running, hasn't quite finished yet.
Vince-a-ramos.
Yeah, or Vince-a-ramos, yes, yeah. Yes. The Vince-a-roo didn't bet on the Vince-a-ramos or Vince-a-remos. No. But Carl from Brookfield has an item here. What do you have there, Carl?
I've got a win ticket from a firm, 1978, the last Triple Crown winner for the Kentucky Derby.
That's cool. What do you think, Bill? Have you had those?
We've had those. I mean, the ones that bring the really good money are a win ticket on Secretariat, but affirmed in Seattle Slough. I want to say it's probably in the $300 to $500 range.
Oh, that's more than I would have thought. That's cool.
Yeah, those are becoming more and more to hunt down, and there's actually more and more people who are looking for those Derby items. Actually, I'm in Louisville right now. We went to the Derby yesterday.
Did you really?
I actually hit the triple in the Derby yesterday.
Nice.
Well, nice. Bill, next time you're in town, I'll have...
Steaks on him.
Yes, I'll have, let's see, we'll pick the steakhouse and you can buy for us.
Well, I had to buy everybody dinner last
night. I bet you did. You probably already have blown all the money. All right, well, it's time for another short break here. The number's 312-332-3776. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery. Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions, and Poor George, our producer. We're on till 8 a.m. We're on from 7 to 8 every Sunday morning. Give a call with a question about the value of an item. It can be political, pop culture, or sports-related. We'll try to give you an estimate of what it might sell for in a current auction, and we're giving away a box of Press Pass Showbound football and a Leaf Ultimate golf box. So give us a call, and hang in there. We'll be right back.
Want to know if your autograph collectibles are authentic and ready to sell? Then look no further than James Spence Authentications, the most trusted name in autograph authentication. JSA has many different authentication services, including online certification verification to fit your needs. They are the leaders of the autograph authentication industry. For details, visit them at spencelOA.com or by phone at 973-898-1300.
Go
Cubs fans, this season we're going to party like it's 1914 because it's Wrigley Field's 100th birthday. Whoa, heavy math. And we're celebrating with 10 unique homestands honoring 10 decades. Next up is the 1910s and 20s. Don't remember them? No one does. That's back when handlebar mustaches weren't annoying and old-timey people went to games in wool suits. It's when the ballpark was born and pennants flew while Hall of Famers flew around with funny-looking mitts. It's the party of the century, Cubs fans. Grab your fedoras and get tickets at Cubs.com.
How would you like to put an extra $10,000 to $15,000 in your pocket every single month right here in Chicago? Hi, this is Chief Denny from A&E's new hit TV show about flipping houses. I've done the research, and the Chicago market is primed for my innovative fix and flip real estate system. So get ready to make some money, because I'm going to give you a free copy of my Fix and Flip for Quick Cash DVD kit. I'll show you my simple property valuation system for quick profits, how to access a $1 million line of credit, and where to find incredible properties for as little as $500.
So if you're ready to make some serious cash, deal after deal, part-time, then call 1-800-507-6400 now to get your free copy of Chief's free fix and flip for quick cash system. If you call 800-507-6400 in the next 10 minutes, Chief will also throw in two free tickets to one of his upcoming live training events coming to the Chicago area. Call 800-507-6400. That's 800-507-6400. Call now.
Share fresh picked flavors at P.F. Chang's with our new Chef Seasonal Menu, featuring inventive new dishes and handcrafted cocktails, like our new Pink Cherry Cosmo. Fall in love with our lemongrass chicken spring rolls, inspired from Vietnamese street fare. Or try our Asian twist on carnitas with the sweet and spicy Chino Latino pork, wok-fired and served with vibrant pineapple salsa. Your local P.F. Chang's is the perfect place to celebrate mom. Make your Mother's Day reservations online at pfchangs.com.
Now, back to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan.
We're back. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery, Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions, and Poor George is our producer this week. And you can give us a call at 312-332-3776 with a question about the value of a collectible. We're on till late, but we can get in a lot of calls here, or you can tweet me a question. You can do it during the show if you don't like to call, or you can do it during the week, and if we use it on the show, you'll get in the drawing. Each week we give away at least one box of cards, and this week we're giving away a 2014 Press Pass Showbound football box, which has six autographs from this week's draft picks. Johnny Manziel, those guys. Draft is Thursday, so that should be interesting to see. And then we're also giving away a box of 2012 Leaf Ultimate Golf. So you can send at T-Crown Tom on Twitter, you can send an item. The minor league guy sent another one. I wouldn't normally do two for one guy in one show, but I like this item. I want to know what Bill thinks about it. He's got a 16x20 signed photo of Ali standing over Liston. Ali added, a.k.a. Cassius Clay, in-person autograph at the National. What do you think of that one, Bill?
Well, a lot's going to depend on what the signature looks like of Ali. I know we've had a lot of listeners call in before, but if it's the signature of Ali where it's the big Muhammad and Ali underneath it, that was signed back in the 70s or 80s by, for lack of a better way to say it, somebody who is not available to sign like that anymore. Those bring 1,000 or more easily. The ones where he signs later in his life that are, you know, smaller signatures and it's just Muhammad and Ali right next to it, those are much less.
So I guess, minor league guy, if you can send us a picture of that item, you know, we can tell better on the value of it. That would be important. What year of the National you got it signed? And now we have Mike from Manteno, has been patiently waiting. What do you have there, Mike?
In 1999, they came out with a special insert for the Tribune for Walter Payton's career, and I have 100 of them.
You know, typically the inserts from papers like that, there's not a lot of value to it. It's a cool thing. You can maybe get them framed, and it's a good conversation piece, but not a lot of value to any of that newspaper collectible type stuff. It's not really that collectible. They make a lot of them. And a lot of people hang on to them. And don't you think, Bill, not a lot of real value to old newspapers like that?
No, I've never had really much luck with newspapers. And I think the reason, Tom, is that the newspapers was something that over the course of the life of a newspaper, it was very affordable. Three cents, 5 cents, 10 cents. So people could afford to buy them. It wasn't like a program or a ticket or something like that where you had to spend $5, $10, $25, which a lot of times was more than most people could do. And I mean, we've had Babe Ruth dies, we've had the Kennedy things, the space, the man goes to the moon, things of that nature. And they, you're right, they just don't bring what you think they might bring because everybody saved them.
Which brings me to a comment about newspapers. Okay. I just heard something on the news this week that, what was it, in 15 years ago, 74% of the population read a newspaper pretty much daily, at least 3 days a week. Now it's 47%. Basically, they're not getting young people reading the paper. So what do? They make the size of all the print smaller so us old people can hardly read it. The people who are actually still buying the papers, jack the price up, and then they make the print smaller. Yeah. Don't think they're really doing things right there with the way they're handling
More space for advertising. And,
yeah.
You know,
hey, well, you know what? From an advertising standpoint, instead of raising the price and watching your circulation drop, they should find with some of their top advertisers where these advertisers want big circulation and send free delivery. That's the only way they're going to. People are not paying what they want for newspapers. You can see as it's dropped off that much. And that's my newspaper advice of the day. Any of you newspaper publishers want to contact me for any more ideas, I'm available at Triple Crown in Naperville all week long. RJ from Salem is on the line. What do you have, RJ?
I got a 1982 Cal Ripken rookie card I picked up at an auction way back in 2000. It's in one of those Lucite. Got the four gold screws in the corners, but the thing about it, it's got an autograph on the back. I know it's got the printed autograph on the front that kind of goes across the front.
So Cal Ripken signed the back?
Yes.
Okay, and it's not as good on the back from a display standpoint, actually. I don't know, I would think that's still, and then it depends on the value of the card as far as the condition of the card. You know, if it's a Gem Mint 10, that can go for some pretty good money. But, Bill, that doesn't sound like a real valuable item to me.
Well, RJ, you say it's got a printed autograph on the front?
He's already off. Been deleted. But, yeah, so which card would he even be talking about?
Yeah, there? Because the regular Cal Ripken card did not have a printed autograph on the front.
Not on the top traded either, right?
No.
Yeah, so I don't know what he's talking about there. But
it may be a reprint of something, like Bowman does. They do the rookie reprint.
It's possible.
You know? I think you're right, Vince.
Then if he signed the back, I mean, from a display standpoint, that's not very good, so... You know, that's not really the way to do it, I guess. But Tony from Aurora is on the line. What do you have there, Tony?
Hey, how are you? I'm first-time caller. I listen every weekend.
Great. Glad you called in, Tony.
You know what? I've always got the busy signal, but it's great to talk to you guys. I actually have a 1971-72 Keith Magnuson used Hawks stick signed by all the Hawks. Billy Ray, Chico Mackey, Esposito, Dennis Hall, Bobby Hall, Pat Stapleton, every single name. My father gave it to me when I was 10.
Was that the year they lost to Montreal in the finals?
Yes.
I remember listening to that Game 7 on my transistor radio. I think it was Game 7, and they blew it. Didn't they give up a cheap goal or something?
Oh, God, and I was young, but I remember it well.
It was a slap shot from about center ice that got past Esposito for a key goal in that series. I remember seeing that.
Bill Huggins, isn't it? Yeah, you get to hear sob stories from Chicagoans and all our horrendous Chicago sports memories.
Well, we're from Washington, D.C., so our senators were right there with
the that's true. Not a lot of good history there. So what do you think of the value of that stick, Bill?
I've seen some of those sticks from that era and stuff, and sometimes they are printed signatures on there of the items. Are these actually signed?
They're actually signed, felt tip. Billy Ray's is signed in blue, and the other two are in black and red.
Oh, okay. That's much better if you've got different
different right, color.
Right. They're definitely not printed. I've gotten more Tony Esposito and Bobby Hull signed, you know, pucks and other sticks, and they match up very well. They're certainly not stamps.
Tony, I would say that you're probably looking at, you know, conservatively $500 to $1,000 for a stick like that. I mean, you get back into the early 70s, that's when stuff was started, you know, the stuff that starts to get value to it. You get much past that, it's when people started to save most of it. But 71, 72, and the fact that they made the Stanley Cup Finals, that's an even bigger plus for you.
So probably some good long-term value on that if the signatures can stay solid on it. You know, that's a thing. Don't
it'll be
have
a great item for our auction, Tony, if you're ever looking to sell it.
Yeah.
But I may be looking to do that, but what I've actually done it. I don't know if I devalued it, but
uh-oh.
No, I sprayed it with a gloss so that the it wouldn't rub off, you know, that the signatures would not rub off.
As long as it's not really obtrusive to spray, Tony, no. I have a lot of guys who you know, when they'll lacquer or laminate a baseball, that was a very common thing to do back in the 20s, 30s, and 40s. And as long as it's not really obtrusive, there's nothing really wrong with that. And believe it or not, those signatures you have by doing that, they will never fade.
Yeah.
Well, that's
as
cool.
As opposed to if you just leave it raw, a baseball or a hockey stick or a football or something, they will fade over time. But what you've done is preserve those forever. And it, like I said, as long as it's not, some people I've seen where they've just gopped it on there and there's.
Right. No, it's just a simple, one thin spray because handling it and moving it from house to house and stuff. I wanted to make sure that I preserved all those signatures on there. You can make out pretty much every single one, although some of them's lightened up a little
well,
bit.
Well, Tony, if you want to contact Bill Huggins during the week, the number there is 866-462-2273, and you can give him a call and get something up and get it in one of his future auctions.
Well, awesome. Thanks a lot.
All right. Thanks, Tony. Next on the line, we have, who's been waiting the longest here? John from St. Charles. Thanks for waiting, John. What do you have?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
Good. I was at, remember when Michael Jordan just first came back against Indiana, the game of the week?
Oh, yeah.
Remember?
Yeah.
Anyways, I was at a show at the Pheasant Run in St. Charles, and I have an 8x10 picture with his 45 jersey that he signed in the felt tip pen and the silver.
Hmm.
And I was just really curious. It's framed. It's all framed with the Bulls colors, all acid-free matting, done the right way, authenticated.
An 8x10.
And I just don't see... Yeah, I don't see that around anywhere. I look around. You don't see too many with that
no,
yet. So.
No. Now, he signed that in front of you, so you know it's...
No, not in front of me, but it was there in a show at the Pheasant Run in St. Charles.
Okay, so somebody was selling it at a show. I'd want to make sure that's authenticated then. But if it is authentic, I think somewhere, depending on how it all looks, in the $300 to $500 range. And speaking of the Bulls now... I decided, I wasn't sure whether I wanted the Bulls to go after Carmelo, but I'll tell you what tipped the scales for me. The playoff game when Dunleavy hit 35 points, I'm thinking, okay, that's the game they won. They really were missing that type of shooting, and I'm thinking Carmelo pretty much can do that almost every game. And that's when I decided, okay, do whatever you can, try to get Carmelo. That offense, and you add Rose in there, that would be huge. But think about it, what does he average, 28 points? He does that, not like Dunleavy once a year or whatever. He does that pretty much every day. So I made the decision in my mind at that point, go for it, boys.
That could lead to a high-octane offense if they got him.
Boy.
That would be amazing.
Yeah. And he's still young enough where he's not in his 20s, but he's still in his prime or close enough to his prime. He can still do the job. And it'd be interesting to see how he handles Tibbs' coaching, but I have a feeling at this point, it seems like he really just wants to win.
Yeah. Well, our biggest stumbling block in that happening would be maybe Phil Jackson standing in our way to get him here. So
I just don't know how they're it doesn't sound like they even want to offer him the full thing, and I don't see how they would have time to put together a winner with him. The Bulls have Noah and Rose, you know, they've got the pieces to go with them where I think they could win right away. I don't know that the Knicks could do that. That's the thing about that. Okay, we've got a little bit more time here. 312-332-3776. We're on till 8 o'clock. taking your questions about the value of your collectibles, and we're giving away a box of 2014 Press Pass Showbound football and a 2012 Leaf Ultimate Golf Box. And waiting on the line, the longest here has been Chris from Oak Forest. What's up, Chris?
Hey, good morning.
Hi, what do you have?
Well, I've got a Joe DiMaggio autographed bat, and it's numbered from the year of his hit streak.
And okay.
I've got the photo of him signing it, and it's authenticated. I'm just curious on that, and I've got a Ted Williams autographed bat, too.
Autographed bats from both of them. So the DiMaggio, he signed, what, 1,941 of them?
Correct.
Yeah, okay. Bill, have you
had... Those are the first bats that Joe signed after he would not sign bats for years and years and years. I think his cool. agent told him at some point, don't sign bats, Joe, don't sign bats, and we'll at some point come out with an issue of bats and you'll make a fortune. And he was right.
yeah, I bet
they're
he did.
They're numbered out of 1941, and they've come down a little bit over the years. That when they first came out, they were in the $3,000 to $5,000 range, believe
wow.
it or not. And they've come down. They're probably in the $1,500 to $2,500 range for those bats. And Ted Williams, he's a little less than that, only because of all the bats that his son released when they unopened the vault of all the stuff that he had his dad sign every single night before he died.
Yeah. Now, but those are both auction items for Huggins if Chris wanted to do them.
Both of them are poster children for great items for auction.
Yeah, so if you're thinking of selling them, Chris, contact Bill Huggins.
No, those will end up going to my son eventually.
Yeah, those are cool items. That's neat that DiMaggio, the first. I didn't know that story that's the first ones that he actually did. Do you know what year that was that he signed them?
You know what? I don't have the
probably early 90s, I would guess.
Early 90s,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that's very cool, Chris.
I'm thinking.
Okay. Thanks for the call. Keith from Naperville is on the line. What do you have there, Keith?
Hey, guys. I got a pair of Under Armour cleats. Looks like they've been used. And they're signed by Carlos Zambrano. They are his shoe size, but I do not know if he played in them or not.
Okay. So he could have punched somebody while wearing those shoes, or he could not have. Okay, Bill, what would be the difference in a Zambrano? Would there be much value to Zambrano game-worn shoes as his career kind of fizzled? Or
yeah, you probably just touched on the whole thing. I mean,
yeah.
his stuff. I mean, I'm sure they could be $100 or $200 to the right person. It's just finding that right person may be a little difficult in today's market.
Now, you know? What if the Cubs had... Okay.
Be careful, Tom.
What if the Cubs had won in 2003? Did I say this on the show, or was I saying this at T-Crown? I honestly think if Moise Alou, after the Bartman foul ball, if he walks back to his position in left field, the Cubs win that game. He threw that hissy fit, threw everything out of whack. I blame Moise Alou. Not Bartman. Bartman's up there. He didn't even know what's going on. Moise, if he jogs back to the field, everybody keeps their composure. I think they win that game and they're in the series. Now, what would Zambrano's shoes go for if they had won the series, Bill? Then we're talking big money, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think you could write Cubs on a piece of paper if they find
yeah. Right. So, Keith, it's kind of a neat conversation piece, but not real valuable, unfortunately.
That's okay. Thanks a lot, guys.
Okay. Time for one last call here. We've got Tom from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. What's new there, Tom?
Well, nothing much. Weather's still lousy, but as long as he won the trifecta, I thought I'd call. I've got the silver ingots for Secretariat's Triple Crown, the all three races, all in the
What are they?
The silver ingots for Secretariat's Triple Crown.
So I'm not familiar
I'm not sure, Tom, what you mean by silver ingots.
Yeah.
They're the squares. It looks like, you know, a piece it's made up. It was sterling silver.
It's 1 ounce of silver?
Right, for all each piece.
Oh, I
see.
Three
pieces.
So they were made by a company later on in tribute to it.
Right after he won the Triple Crown.
Do you know how many they made of each one?
No, I do not. They didn't have that information.
Well, you know what? Secretariat is very collectible. Those would be some decent money, I'll tell you that. I would think the three of them, Bill, you probably would want to put those in an auction. They might surprise you how well they would do.
I think you're right. Are they, Tom, are they all three different?
Yes, it says on one it's got Secretariat's picture. I mean, you know, like a picture of a horse, and it's got one says the Kentucky Derby, one says the Preakness, and one says the Belmont. It's got it.
Wow,
that's cool.
Do they come in a little case of sort? Or?
Yes. Yep.
I think that would be a great item for our auction.
That would be interesting to see. Try it in there, and then we'll follow along, Tom. We'll see what it does. That'd be interesting to talk about on the show and see how it does. Okay, well, it's time to do the drawing. We're at the end of another show. We're giving away a box of 2014 Press Pass Showbound Football with the draft coming up for the NFL and a box of 2012 Leaf Ultimate Golf. And the winner, Vince Clemente, is?
Forrest from St. Charles.
Forrest from St. Charles. So how's he going to get the prize?
So Forrest, email me, vince@ercdelivery.com. I'll get back to you, set up a delivery at your convenience at no charge.
Okay, now don't forget to check out HugginsandScott.com, Huggins and Scott Auctions. Their June auction, the items are coming up, new ones every day. Poor George, great job there. I'll tell you, things were rolling. And I'm Tom Morgan from Triple Crown in Naperville. I'm there 6 days a week. If you have any questions, check it out. Have a great week, everybody. We're on 7 to 8 every Sunday. Thanks for listening.